Oink.
Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Go down. Grab your heels.
Yeah.
Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around.
Doesn't work.
Reach out your hand and throw it
yeah.
there. Grab your own hand. Uh-huh. Down the square.
Shake your ass. Pen,
no.
Shake your ass. Pen, down. You really show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. Watch yourself.
Doesn't fit at all.
Man.
Shake all right. Your ass. Pink Pen time, here's Denny!
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, me and Mino and Ham just watched the official music video for Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
I remember that. Is he in sunglasses?
No, he's not in sunglasses, but Rick James, bitch, is in the control room, and he wrote
That's
the song.
That's right.
And he is kind of singing the answer to Party All the Time. He's his vocals on it. And the beginning of it... He's like, they're all in the control room, and Eddie walks into the studio, and Rick James says on the foldback mic, he goes, "Put your headphones on, Ed." It tells him to put on his headphones, because otherwise he wouldn't
right,
know to
right.
do that.
Time to put your headphones on, Ed.
Yeah, he's producing. Anyway, it's worth
that
a watch.
That is some expert producing.
We start doing
it?
That to you guys right. every day at 2:55.
Time to
Bob.
Talk, Bob.
Hey, Bob, put the headphones on.
See that thing in front of you? That's a microphone. Could you talk into that today?
All right, let's bring back what I promised I would do the first week of every month, and we screwed up last month, so we'll do it today. It's All called right. Spinner Spare. It's when I bring new music to you guys. We play a cut, I reveal who it is, and then we vote whether it's a spin or it's a spare. I think that's pretty good explanation.
Yeah.
Need anything further from me?
No, I just want to hear songs. You're not telling us who they are, though, the
no,
bands,
I
right?
No, I will after the fact.
Okay.
And I may give you a little information in the beginning, but I will not reveal the artist until we are done playing the snippet. That,
I like your game.
All right, let's start with track number one.
Number one. Now, if you would have told me this was in 1965, I would have been like, yeah, it is 1965.
This came
right?
out
that, couple, absolutely.
Couple months ago in 2020.
That's insane.
This is brand new. This was recorded during the COVID experience. And this is The One Who's Hurting Is You by Lee Fields and the Expressions, a single that he dropped just a couple months ago. No album to speak of. I think he did put an album out earlier this year, but this is just a standalone single that he put out on Spotify. I'm sure you can get it on.
Are
vinyl
you going to tell
well.
Me that he's like an Australian dude?
No,
fair skinned Australian.
No.
Okay, he's a black guy.
You've probably seen Lee Fields. He does the festival tours and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
I know
that. But I've traveled to great lengths to go see this man, and he's wonderful live. Kind of a later in life career dude that was. Unearthed by that Brooklyn group with the connected with the Daptones that you know played on and produced the Amy Winehouse record and have done Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's that whole group
That's
up
really
there,
cool.
that whole soul revivalist group up in New York.
But I can't believe it's like okay, you're handed like a song from the Beatles record Help,
right?
Right? And say and you say make something sound like this and not just. The vibe of it all, but I mean really sound like it.
Leon Bridges did a great job on his first album with his production crew to get it to sound a lot like this. Now this is recorded in mono. I mean you don't there's no stereo separation at all. This is everybody in a room
yeah.
with a few mics in the room playing the song with natural room reverb and there it is. There's your song.
And it's made specifically to sound like that era?
Yeah, for sure. They're soul revivalists and that's what they do. Anyway,
I mean, it sounds very cool.
Yeah. Is it a great song? Is it a spin? Is it a spare? Let's start with you, Corby.
No, I like it. I mean, is it? I don't know if I would actively seek that out,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly would not actively push the button to turn it off.
So you'd spin it?
I'd spin it, yeah.
I would personally spin it. I don't know that
I would spin it on like a radio station now, right? It feels like a niche-y, let's set the mood to feel like...
You know who would play that?
It's throwback night or something.
Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys does a radio show every week.
Yep.
And picks like random cuts and deep cuts and whether it's from now or 60 years ago, that sounds like something he would play and be all over.
Yeah, I mean, I should give you a more definitive spin or spare because that's the nature of the game.
Okay, maybe we should change the name of this to Would You Turn This Off or Not?
All right, well, in that case, spin.
All right, yeah. Ty, would you turn that off? Or
no, spin.
You want to spin it? Mino?
Yeah, I'll add this to the ticket returns.
There you go.
Return cut list.
My man. All right, Corby, you'll appreciate this group. We haven't heard much out of them over the years, but there was a time probably in like 1992, 93, 94 where this was a huge band for me, and I bet you liked them as well. They just dropped this as, again, a single, no album to speak of that I'm aware that this is tied to, but this came out this week. Okay. Do you know who this is?
It sounds super familiar from...
It sounds like Stacy's mom.
It's not Fountains of Wayne.
No.
It's not.
You would know these guys from their... Probably their biggest hit was a song called Dream All Day. They were pretty big in the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah. What's the...
Name of the group is the Posies.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
This was Big Dorm Room. And they sound very similar to what they sounded like back then.
Yeah,
which is,
dude, this sounds like something they would have released in 1994, no doubt.
What they've now, been they've, doing?
They've released albums here or there, and Ken and John, the co-leaders of the band, they both split lead vocals, you know, on their albums and sing on each other's tracks. Like that's kind of Ken featured on the bridge, and John singing the lead part, but. Great songwriting duo. They haven't done a whole lot, but this came out the other day, and if they do anything, I'll listen to it. More likely than not, I don't like it, but I love this. I thought this reminded me of when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
Man,
I haven't thought of the Posies in
I haven't either.
Yeah,
no.
The song's called Sideways, and it's out on Spotify now.
Cool.
I would spin that.
Dig it.
You got this play?
Yeah, man.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you like that,
sure.
I'll play it. All right. Yeah, man. Well, hell, let's move on to another band that we haven't thought about probably since 2001, Corby, that just came out with something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can detect the female duet vocal on this song. This is Travis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Very rainy day Brit pop.
Okay, so a funny story about them, Bob. Who's the chick?
No guesses?
Do I know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Susanna from the Bengals.
Oh,
whoa,
Susanna Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
That okay, that does sound like hers. I didn't know she was still doing anything.
Funny story, go ahead.
So you remember this. We met Travis.
Mm-hmm.
So Travis was is a Scottish band. And
the song Sing, right?
Sing, and yes. Why Does It Always Rain
On Me? Yeah, Why Does It Always Rain On Me? That song. So they had like a couple of big radio hits. They came through town when...
They played the Granada.
93.3 used to be the Merge. So it was like this, you know, new music, hip place or whatever. Well, they would get bands to come through there, and Travis was one of them. And I sat in a production room and talked to them for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And, God, I wish we had that. We didn't pick games with them, but they were getting ready to play Red Rocks.
That was with one of the Manson murderers.
Like, they had just sold out Red Rocks or something like that.
Yeah, they did really well
and
for a while.
And then they went away.
They did go away. They did those 2-3 albums, and then kind of people lost interest, I guess. But, yeah, they've dropped a single. And it's funny, you go to their single on Spotify, and it's like 5 songs.
Really?
But it's not an EP. They just dropped like 4 songs, 4 or 5 tunes.
I love that.
You like this?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Oh, cool, man. All right. That's Travis, The Only Thing with Susanna Hoffs. Bob, you dig that?
I love Susanna Hoffs, so just on principle, I'll say yes. I need to revisit
I would marry her right
sure.
now.
I don't know
what she looks like.
I don't know if she's doing well, and I probably can't
marry
her now.
She's doing fantastic, if you have seen any recent... Rock and Roll Halls of Fame.
Yeah, I'm in. I bet she's
too mellow. Ty, you like that?
No,
okay.
I don't mind that.
All right. I don't think David likes it.
It's okay.
What's that
I'm
one
not
going to
play it as a return.
The Only Thing by Travis.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of duets, this isn't particularly super new, but it did come out this year. This is a song off of an album. I heard this on the radio the other day. It's a duet from a very popular artist, but this artist lets the man part of the duet start the song, and I swear to God, when this played from the beginning, I was like, oh cool, new Pearl Jam. Listen.
I can see you standing, honey, with his arms around your body, laughing, but the joke's not funny at all. And it took you 5 whole minutes to pack us up and leave me with it, holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore, so what am I defending now? You were my town, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before.
You know this, Corby?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if you know the chick, Bob. That is Taylor Swift
featuring Bon Iver, and I don't ever remember him sounding like that.
I was gonna say,
did that not sound like Eddie Vedder? Just
it did,
at the very
beginning, yeah.
Eddie meets Leonard Cohen.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, this is on T Swift's Tay Tay's new record.
Yeah,
which
Folklore is the name.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, so she's got Bon Iver on it, the dude from The National. I think produced it. Maybe Bon Iver produced it.
You don't
it.
Like this album, right?
I don't. I don't mind this song.
The song's a good song, and I really would just like to hear him do it. I mean, I'm fine with her. She's, you know, she's great, whatever. But it's kind of like, here's an indie, like a guy that has gone to great lengths to establish himself as an underground indie darling type.
Yeah.
You know, and then here's this mega star, probably the largest pop star in the world. And they're kind of using each other to get each other's...
No doubt.
What each other has. It's like she's latching
on to
him
indie cred,
to get indie cred, and
he wants the superstar.
He wants the spins on Spotify.
I don't personally like this song.
Really?
I don't.
Man, I really dug this. I was driving in the rain. It's like the song is really cool.
I think I do like it. I just don't. Every time I hear this guy sing, I'm intrigued. And is Bon Iver, isn't that the band name? Or is there
it's just what he goes by. Yeah. His name's probably like Frank.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I didn't know the distinguishing difference there. But I think I like it. Let's go.
I'm in.
I might go 4 for 4 today. Every song is in.
This is amazing.
Ty?
It's not awful, but I don't think I can spin it.
Okay.
There you go.
No, I think I'm out.
Ah, out. I'm no. Out on this can't one. Add it.
Bob
yes.
and I agree.
Yes.
Let's party, man.
All right. That's Spinner Spare. We'll see you in a month.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.